Michael Irvin, the playmaker, the Hall of Famer from NFL Network. Very happy to have him here as a weekly guest on 95.7 The Game. Michael Irvin, Dallas comes up short in Los Angeles. Ezekiel Elliott couldn't get much going on the ground, and it felt like Donald and Sue were in the Cowboys' backfield as much as Dak Prescott on some plays in that game.
Yeah, they dominated that line. And Sue, wow, Sue kind of just woke up.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, where did he come from? I mean, they tore into it. And as I looked at it, I thought Dallas had a chance to win that game. They had a chance to win that game, and they stayed close throughout the game. But in the end, they just were not ready to take that step. It reminds me, because I wondered if they were the 91 Cowboys, and that's when we went in and beat Chicago, and then we got blown out by Detroit the next week. And I remember talking to Emmitt after it, and he said, we'll never do this, it'll never happen again. And then the following year, we went on the run, you know, in the next four championship games and won three Super Bowls. But I see this team as that 91 team right now. And now they just got to come together and try to make a run.
Michael, we've been talking about this team over the last half of the year. Our attention never really turned to Jason Garrett. Are you on board with Jason Garrett as much as Jerry Jones is? Do you think that he is really the only guy out there that's right to coach the Cowboys?
Listen, it's so hard getting this coaching thing right. You guys, we talk about it and look at the turnover in the coaching world. And I always talk about it's the toughest job in the world. You've been the president and then those next 32 head coaches for me and what it takes and the pressure it puts on you. And Jerry has something right now that he believes works. And I know how hard those guys play for Jason Garrett. You know what I mean? They like him. I talked to Dak and Zeke and all of those guys, and it worked. And that's as important. That's as important as anything else. If you don't think so, look at what's going on in Pittsburgh. It's a breakdown in communication, and things aren't going right for Mike Tomlin. That you got to take all that into account, and Jerry is, and Jason's his man.
Michael Irvin here on 95.7 The Game. So the Rams are on to New Orleans. The Saints survive an early scare from the Eagles. Man, I thought Nick Foles was going to have a bag of tricks for everybody in New Orleans, but 20 unanswered. 20 unanswered. That was surprising.
They had that game, D. They had that game. Oh, my God. And it was that pass to Ertz. Everybody's talking about the pass to Jeffrey, but it was the pass to Ertz, and it was an underthrow. Ertz was wide open. If that ball's up over the top, they got 21 points right now. They have 21 points right now. And ultimately, if they didn't score another point, they won that game. Because, you know, New Orleans came up with 20. Man, it is. That was an incredible game, too, though. That was an incredible game.
Yeah,
were you pulling for Nick Foles to do it?
Well, you know, I like stories. I really do. But I also think a great story is Drew Brees getting a chance to play for a second Super Bowl. Like, that second Super Bowl cements quarterbacking legacies. I think I'd like to see that one, too.
Yeah, and me also, especially when I thought this year, at one point, Drew Brees had an opportunity to get his first MVP. He's just been such a great statesman for the game, you know, and that I think is going to Patrick Mahomes. But that is also a great story. Tom Brady getting his sixth is a great story. All of them. Patrick Mahomes getting his first would be a great story. Jared Goff and Sean McVay. Boy Wonder, the genius. We're going to end up in one of those stories that come out on top.
Michael Irvin, always coming out on top here on 95.7 The Game. Like you said, Tom Brady and the Patriots, I feel like they've been almost sandbagging us since week four here. They you know what they remind me of a little bit, Michael? And the NFL schedule doesn't allow any team to coast through a regular season the way the Golden State Warriors get accused of coasting through a regular season. But I really do think that the Patriots maybe are the closest team you can get in the NFL to where they're almost bored with the regular season. Their season starts when they host a playoff game, and the Patriots looked as good as they have all year in that win over the I don't want to say no show, but man, Los Angeles, the Chargers just got blown out of Foxborough.
that and they did. Now, and I understand your analogy, but I can't subscribe to it. But let me tell you why. Just think about the oxymoronic way in which you said that. Let me put it that way. The Bill Belichick coach team coasted through a regular season. Bill Belichick and coasted.
You're right. No, I know. I just think they've been sandbagging us, Michael.
Those struggles they had were real deep. I know what you mean, but those struggles they had were real. And what they've done is find new motivation. See, we just looked at the struggles on the field, but what you're talking about is the motivation. Also, it's just the motivation, you know. And don't tell me it didn't play a part. Because Tom Brady coming right in after the game, right after the game, nobody believes they have eaten a healthy sum of that. Nobody believes in us, even though we have been to 100 championship games in a row. Yeah. It blows my mind.
Well, I really thought, you know, when they lost Josh Gordon there, that there was no chance that they were going to come out with a 41-point playoff performance, especially against, you know, the Chargers, who walked in with a pretty good defense, but that turned into a straight-up butt-whooping of the first degree.
And then you did the same thing. Wait. You put the 70s on the field to stop the run when you had Lamar Jackson. And then Bill Belichick, the genius, says, okay, that's exactly what I'm going to do to you, is run on you. It's crazy. And it's all about the way he designed things and the way he gets them going. And certainly, they bought into that old extra thing. And nobody believes in us. Everybody thinks we're garbage.
The playmaker, Michael Irvin, here on the Damon Bruce Show. So let's talk about these title games. NFC title game, Rams at Saints. What do you like early in that game?
First of all, that's a hard game to pick right now. It's a hard game to get. And I'm thinking, I've gone back and forth on it. Like, I know it's going to be tough. For the Rams to go down in New Orleans. But then I said, if Ndamukong Suh stays awake like he was against Dallas, that's a whole different game plan, a whole different ball game in New Orleans. And I think the Rams can win this game. If Ndamukong Suh comes alive like he was against Dallas, they can win this game.
For the first time ever, Arrowhead's going to host the AFC title game. That place is going to be bonkers. It's also supposed to be freezing. We got Chiefs. We got Patriots. Brady playing for what? You know, like you said, his 100th consecutive Super Bowl appearance. And Patrick Mahomes looking for a first.
It's incredible, too. And now, that weather, out of all the things, you talk about some luck has worked out, too. Here comes the weather. And bitter cold weather does slow things down. And the Patriots, we all talked about, well, do they have the weapons? Well, here comes the weather to help slow down the weapons that Kansas City has and put you in one of those games that you got to grind it out with Tom Brady and the Patriots. And they just grind it out to beat the Chargers. I'm telling you, see how that thing plays out. Now, that's a good day. And, man, with Tyreek Hill and all that speed, I think they get a Patriots fit. When the weather comes in and slows some of that stuff down in the genius of Bill Belichick, that makes a whole lot of difference.
Different story. General Winter could absolutely be on the Patriots' side in the AFC title.
It's about 12 degrees or something, 15 degrees, what
yeah.
they say.
It's just going to be miserable, cold and miserable. I mean, if you get below 30 degrees, does it even matter at that point?
Yeah, there's a difference. There's a difference between somebody saying it's 30 degrees, and then they say, man, it's 12 out there.
No doubt.
See, you're out of San Francisco. You don't feel that much. I'm a Florida boy. I don't know it much, but I felt that in a football game. That thing is serious.
Kyler Murray is declared for the NFL draft. What do you think of that, Michael?
I think, certainly a smart move for him. When you get what you got to go through in baseball to get to making the kind of money that he's going to get right now, when he early pick in the draft, if not the top pick in the draft. Isn't that what Cardinal said?
Yeah, he was just kind of buttering him up, though, the week before they played Oklahoma, back when he was coaching Texas Tech, though. That was a lot of complimentary coach speak, and I don't think that they'd be cashing in their Josh Rosen chips after 1 year, right?
It wouldn't be a total cash swell. You would be moving assets. You would be an asset that you can move on to another team and then put those back together again. And yes, you could do that. But now, I don't know if they would do that. But certainly, that could be a possibility if it's there. And it'd be interesting. You got to see how much their power they're going to give Kingsbury to make the decisions in that way.
Speaking of interesting assets, I got to ask you about Antonio Brown, who you said last week it's a no-brainer for the 49ers to go after him. Well, Jerry Rice told our morning show today that Antonio Brown told him he wants to be a 49er. John Lynch, ball's in your court.
Yes. And Jerry and I, Sunday, we did a commercial. I think we were shooting a commercial together Sunday. So we talked about it then. And he said the same thing. Like, man, they should definitely go and try to get Antonio Brown. Why would you not do that? And we had a chance to talk about that, and we agreed on it. That would be a great pickup. It's not just you got the talent. You got the talent on the field and on the sideline to get the most out of that talent. And that's what nobody talks about, that they've lost, I think, in Todd Haley in Pittsburgh.
I think you're right about that. They certainly got the right coach in San Francisco, and you were the first one to bring it up. You have an elite wide receiver and a tight end like George Kittle. That's where an offensive genius can make his money in the modern NFL.
That's where he can make his money. That's exactly what World and Jesus and Cleek, I call them, and I talked about yesterday. And he loves George. So, Jerry was talking about it. He loved him. He said, man, that boy's run, man. And, we just had some good old locker room talk on it. But, yeah, that would be an incredible, incredible fit, guys. I'm telling you, it would be an incredible fit.
Michael, thank you as always. You're an incredible fit to this show. It's so great to have you on. Thank you once again.
See, next week it's going to be popping. Some stories will be written. History will be written. Let's just make sure we can enjoy however it is written.